As cultural institutions across the country struggle to stay relevant in a changing financial landscape, many are testing new ways to raise funds and expand membership. As KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, the Anchorage Museum is trying to recruit the next wave of museum buffs in some unconventional ways.
In a brightly lit gallery, Kim Klecker is standing in front of a giant framed painting of Denali. She's not just enjoying the picture, she's about to marry it.
Do you, Kim, take this painting to love it, comfort it, honor it, and keep it in health and in sickness, forsaking all others, be faithful to it as long as you shall exist?
I do.
Rayette Sterling presided over Klecker's ceremony and about 20 others on Friday for the museum's second annual Lights Out event. Sterling was beaming, hopeful that faux marriages to sculptures and canvases could turn partygoers into card-carrying museum members.
The art is so important, and the idea that people can actually kind of have a silly symbol of something they love and to bring that art kind of into their heart and into their lives is just sort of special and fun.
That was certainly true for Klecker, the bride, who renewed her museum membership that night, shortly before exchanging vows with a 13-foot Sidney Lawrence landscape. The piece is her favorite in the museum's permanent collection.
It's not often that you see canvases of this size, and so you're just drawn into the picture. It's like you're part of it rather than observing art. And because I'm a traditionalist at heart, and in the Anchorage Museum, it doesn't get any more traditional than Sidney Lawrence.
And Klecker is closer to the museum's traditional target for fundraising. She has a stable career, disposable income, and is enthusiastic about familiar models of fine arts, like oil-on-canvas landscapes in a curated gallery. By contrast, 20-something Tamara Cornfield is closer to who the Lights Out event aims to pull in.
Yeah, it seems like kind of a widespread. There's older people, but there's also all the way down to 21, which I wouldn't normally think would want to go to the museum on a Friday night. But everyone's here, and there's, you know, dancing upstairs, a band, and then this DJ is killing it.
Cornfield is on a balcony above the dance floor, where a photo booth is set up in between art installations. Tickets for Lights Out were $30 at the door, but Cornfield says the open access to galleries, music, and such an excited crowd made the price worth it.
This is really fun, so I would pay to come back and I'd bring friends.
That's exactly what Lindsay Garrett wants to hear. She works on visitor engagement for the museum and came up with a lot of the ideas spread across all four floors of the building.
Can you do your best to just tell me where we are and why it's so loud?
We are in the fourth floor Tugatch Gallery, and it is very loud because we have a rock band, the Sweeteners, playing up here.
Rock bands, DJs, and novelty weddings are a far cry from the formal affairs people think of when it comes to museum fundraising parties, if they think of parties at all. And Garrett says that's what she's going for.
Well, I think one of the things that we're really hoping to do is find different ways to engage people that might not necessarily think of themselves as museum people. And I think we're trying to change people's ideas of what goes on here.
That doesn't mean the Anchorage Museum can afford or has an interest in moving away from the wealthy individual and corporate donations that make up the lion's share of its funding base. But testing unconventional programming, like nimble pop-up exhibits and late-night parties that bring new patrons into the galleries, are an effort to keep the museum relevant and truly contemporary. Gain that support, Garrett says, and dollars will follow. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.